Anything anymore.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Well, the others don't know.
Yeah. The thing has like 40 hours of record time. Well, you could run all day.
That should be enough. So I don't think. You could even run it the whole lock cam. Like,
yep. And then I put my
48 hours.
It's on a 2 gig card, and I put my 16 gig in, and it just went up to 99999.
All right. Yeah, I think I've got a 16 gigs card in the Sansa clip. I could record quite a lot with that one too, but the quality is not that good.
Can I just use those scissors for 1 second?
Yeah, sure.
It's like craft camp.
Yeah.
Not found us yet?
No. Give him a text maybe.
I don't know his number, didn't note it there.
Oh, he doesn't know his number.
Probably not. He'll have to ring me, won't he?
That's enough thing with this one. I think
you checked status now?
Huh?
You checked status now?
Yeah, that's why I was.
I'm doing the documentation. The recorder is on, by the way. Say hello.
Hello.
Hey, how come if I keep going, it doesn't get darker? It's iffy.
Nothing like leaving experiments.
Trial and error. Oh shit! Son of a bitch. This one is a goner. Did he bring regular A4 paper? This one's roll and.
Oh, that wasn't too much heat.
No, I didn't have I didn't have that paper over it, and the iron touched the plastic.
Oh, alright. So that's probably not such a good idea. Alright, it's even on the iron now.
Oh no. We should scrape it.
Oh, that's sticky.
I screwed up a shirt.
Oh no.
Oh. Yeah, okay. This is not good. Thanks for a mother.
What have you done? The iron touched the iron on and melted the plastic.
Yeah. So the rest is on the iron now. Yeah. I think it's easier to clean it when it's.
That might be down to one shirt now.
Some shirts, but they're a bit. Well,
four people in.
Yeah.
One room. Is the window open? Oh, the window is open.
Yeah. But you do have a spare shirt.
This is my last one right here.
All right.
So you'll have a rest shirt then.
Uh oh. Learn from my mistakes, Benny.
Yeah.
You have to have that tissue paper over everything.
Yeah, I did manage to get in this morning.
Oh, I can't believe it. You don't have regular just printer paper. We can try taking it off. Just A4.
Then you need a fax or something like that.
Yeah,
I've got a couple of shirts there, Will, but they're going to be maybe
gonna go higher, don't you, buddy?
Touch on the large side.
Do you want to go like way up here?
No, because no one will see it because hair covered. They
don't touch the iron on.
Thank you.
Well, I had to go back a second time and try to fix it. I ruined it.
More hate.
Yeah, that's what I was doing, trying to get blacker on that.
Too much heat and they go perfectly.
Four grown men doing iron on.
So you're very good at ironing all your shirts at home.
You think it needs more heat, or is it?
how many guys does it
take to iron on?
Wow, are you for hire? Did you starch?
If
we should let Tim Timmy do it.
Fingers crossed.
Oh, that looks awesome.
Nearly. It's nearly awesome.
One more touch.
There we go.
This is how I messed
that
up, though.
Fatal one last
touch. See, that's how I...
Yeah.
Okay.
This is how my archer install usually goes wrong. I just need to tweak
one more thing.
Oh, by the way, that's for your shirt.
Yeah.
The Debian one.
Yeah. If I want to run around with the Debian,
I might end up wearing the same shirt 2 days. Or maybe I can find a shirt in town.
Oh, there's loads.
Yeah.
Wow, we don't fit there.
Good thing we're all small guys.
Yeah.
I'm not touching it.
Nope, done.
Let's see if I mess it up as well. It's likely to happen.
There's more paper there if you need to print anything.
Print out the instructions on ironing, yes.
I may try one of the right ones.
I'll just call it distressed.
What's it looking like?
Terrible.
See,
the iron,
like
this
terrible.
Is the tip of the iron, that's the tail of the iron.
Right.
It came off. You gotta make sure that paper stays over it. I had the paper like this.
Okay. vintage.
Yeah.
Retro.
That's right. I'll do this one if you can.
Okay.
Four guys and you brought one pair of scissors.
Did you bring any?
No, I didn't. I wasn't going to go through the TSA.
Yeah, I was thinking that's probably a good idea to take on your flight. So what is that you're in your pocket? Scissors?
I'm going to make t-shirts for four guys. It's like a crack.
Yeah.
Why you could stick it in checked in luggage. I brought... I brought my Swiss Army knife, so.
I still
need one of those, because I still didn't get them.
Oh, wow, take it.
I ordered them, like, 1 year ago.
Yeah,
something.
but never
arrived.
Problem with the Swiss Army knives in Denmark, you're not allowed to carry knives, so.
Or not even, like, a small one.
No.
All right. Because, we don't have guns, so everybody runs around stabbing each other.
Oh, right.
So the politicians went amok, and you're not allowed to have knives.
You can carry something like that here. But
you can't even carry that.
I don't think that would work in Switzerland, because we do carry around, like, army knives.
It's a little different. We don't have shootings, we have stabbings.
We even get the weapons to shoot each other from a stake. So.
Okay.
Everyone who joins the army gets his gun to take home.
Yeah.
Oh, you got it. I was going to show you.
I will do that. Takes time though.
Next weekend is sewing, if you can all come back. We're going to do patches on elbows.
You mind if I take one of the...
That's what I brought on.
Right?
Just like pass
right.
them around.
I think.
It's the miscellaneous. I'll try and get some more stickers off the swag table.
There's the blowfish is on the laptop, you want to print one off. The OpenBSD.
Oh, right. You mean for the t-shirt? Or
yeah,
the, like,
well, there's all sorts of logos on that.
Thank you.
Okay. EFF stickers. There's different miscellaneous.
Yeah.
Oh, see, now you guys know how to use two pieces of this paper.
Yeah, because
I'm going to learn my lesson.
I had Jestra yell at me because I have a big EFF sticker on my laptop.
Mm.
I put a few other stickers on top of it.
Over it?
Yeah.
Oh.
It didn't go down too well.
I think I need this one finally for the back of my car.
I wonder if you even sent them out or they just got lost in the mail. Everything I've sent you is cut to you.
Last time I asked was like in February, and he said it was a pre-order. He will do, like, he had these, but the other ones I ordered, he didn't do them yet. Then, so he didn't do them yet.
Oh, it's like an ironing championship, I think he's got it.
But last ones,
just careful though, too much heat in it, right?
Yeah.
Oh, maybe pressure is the key.
I think.
Oh, yours has come out the best so far.
Yeah.
But standing on the shoulders of giants, isn't that what I say?
Oh, that's easy to do it. Oh. You saw that? That was my fatal mistake.
Ta-da!
Awesome.
Oh, it's smoking. Well, that white one over the top there. Do you think that would save it?
Hmm?
A white one over the top of the black one?
Yeah, maybe, possibly. Or I'll try and remove the black one.
Yeah, try
and
remove
that
one.
The
well, okay. No, the black ones, yeah. No. Print some more.
Scissors? Oh, great. Thank you.
Crayons?
Crayons.
It's like a
craft. Crayons in Australia.
Crayon, yeah.
So don't ruin this one.
That's that one. That's my lash. You see that piece of paper that has instructions?
You have the instructions on your
Yeah.
You know, it works with the Avery paper. I'm not sure with this one.
That's going to be brilliant.
Why did you even use this one?
Just make it a chance for how not to print t-shirts. Across it.
I'll leave the instructions on the back.
Yeah.
Oh yes, it's working. I gotta find more paper. Here, let's get a picture of that. This is what not to do.
Hacking t-shirts. So in my book, it's going to make a HBI episode, how to hack a t-shirt.
That'll ruin.
Ken Fallon will be proud of you.
Oh, that's
the other way up, I think.
Tomorrow I go to the airport directly from Ockham.
Right.
I'll end up at the airport with a t-shirt saying Hacker Public Radio.
could you please take your shirt off?
Yeah.
That EFF one that says I do not consent to the search of this device will put out a badge on your shirt.
That was the last we ever saw of them.
Well, I should put one of those on the computer.
When I went through security in the airport, I did like in my bus head, I just put the laptop upside down and I thought, he already harassed me for having paper in my back pocket, so I thought, best not to take a chance.
That was the last piece of paper.
I've got one of those warning stickers on the laptop, like radioactive warning stickers.
Yeah.
And it's an official sticker from the Swiss government.
Yeah. The problem is I have a lot of HPR stickers and EFF stickers, and there's a sticker from a German punk band as well, which like Reichsadler. So probably not the what you want to do.
There's no control C with the iron, is there?
Move crap iron on dead null.
Mm-hmm.
Come on. Oh, because there's people underneath it. Ooh.
It just, brilliant. I was teasing Peter at the Kevin yesterday that I the reason I had so good stats on their downloads was I was doing curl and pulling down the download and piping it to dead null. I think I'm going to do that just once for messing with him. Just
like
pulling like hundreds. Just put a loop on there and pull like hundreds of episodes down. And he'll be going, ah!
Holding up the whole production line.
Also, if you want to have him go a bit amok, him and Simon Phipps like buddies.
Yeah, I heard him. That did they even ever talk to each other? Where's the amok?
No, because he thinks Simon Phipps has double standards.
Oh.
Talking about open source in front of a lot of people and being on a Mac.
You know what I need a come on, last piece.
Nearly saved it. Who would have thought ironing would be so fun? And hard work.
Yeah, I'm sweating actually. I need a second.
So next time we sew our own t-shirts, we just bring cloth and
sewing machine.
Actually sew a t-shirt.
But last year they had sewing machines at the odd camp.
Should just taken it all out there.
Yeah, but I'm sure they have so they can sew patterns. If we brought some pattern that has the specs, we could probably have had them sew the pop, like the logo on.
SVGs, that's all we got.
Although I don't think, so that was halfway through.
That was the erasing process.
Yeah.
Somebody want to go? Somebody's ready to go? So this one's done. Wow.
Red Devil. Ah, what you see? It all makes sense when you see the avatar.
Yeah, I have to say, Mrs. NY Bill, she finally saw, I put mustard on the phone, and then I showed her these guys talking, and she goes, oh, I know these two, which one's which? Once she saw the avatar, she tied it all together. Oh, we're going to try a white one over there.
Oh, you can have the black one. Yeah, that's my boy. I'll try the white one on this shirt here, I'm not worried about it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you know what? Did you cut the white one out?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I've only trimmed the corners off. It'll be a bit bigger than the black one.
No, I was thinking if I make a white border, it'll cover up the ink, the blue lines.
Yeah.
Black and white is going to, that's the failure t-shirt. It's going to be different than all the rest.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, but that's from getting it off the paper.
Oh, did you not let it cool a little bit?
When you take it off, you tear it a bit so it gets stretched.
Yeah, they say to let
Where's
it cool.
The second one?
You want to try and... Want to try the removal process?
No, I think that's okay.
No reason to be perfect.
Yeah.
So this is this is not the shitty, but this is the
that's the Kaon, yeah.
Yeah, but it's the same.
Exactly the same, but the shitty's on my other router at home.
You see,
okay.
This is
I took all the wisdom away from home and wife with So, but they are the best tethering phone I've ever used.
Yep.
Okay, so and they're even cheap.
Yeah, even real cheap.
Yeah.
Well, that one was supposed to be $99 if you buy them new, but it was on eBay. It's $50.
What?
I don't know. I think when I hopefully they're going to announce the Nexus 5 soon, because I need a new phone and I'm now going to put Firefox OS on the old one.
Bring up the contacts on that one. That's the only bad bit. That's if I've got all the contacts imported on that.
Well, there are two contacts, but still.
Someone else ready to go?
They're real slow.
No,
okay. There's only three there.
Yeah, but scrolling is slow. Scrolling is slow?
Not just the scrolling, to load.
Oh, okay.
The ZTE I did use for a week, I forced myself to use it for a week. Every time you go to dial, bring up a number, it was real painful.
Do you think the contacts are worth
Someone did write an app for importing V cards.
All right.
So I exported the Nokia ones to a big pile of V-cards.
I did. Actually, when I moved to my Colab, I had to import all the contacts to my Colab. That's quite easy. But I'm using Mutt, and there's no color sync to Mutt, so I had to import all the V-cards to Mutt, and that was a bit more of a challenge. But someone made a script. Still would be nice to be able to use color.
Probably not the best surface you're pushing, is it?
No.
Are you going to use this one?
Anyone can use them, yeah?
So I just put it on the back of my shirt.
Yeah.
The second shirt.
Those ones were printed out from ones I did in GIMP, and then built it properly in Inkscape.
Oh, he knows Inkscape.
Yeah,
this one looks cool because it looks like it's really splashed.
I'm not going to touch it anymore.
That's art, Phil. That's art.
Yeah.
This is the best one.
That is art.
Oh, man. You can't take that or something. Oh shit, this is
my
shirt.
That's mine. Brilliant.
Cheers, man. You want this?
Yeah.
Thanks for the effort. I'm okay.
Oh.
That's okay, that's no worries. I don't care. I just need to use it for one day, so.
Yeah.
What a mess. You know what I'm going to do? I should just... Well.
Alright, one more shot. They're not easy things to do. Can I have that white one then, do they?
Yep.
No worries. Let's have a go at the white.
You know what, I'm not ironing. I'm going to let you guys iron mine. No, but they had the big...
One black t-shirt looks like the next.
Holy shit, bro. I took your first shirt and took your iron on off of it. That's why I was asking you. Wow, we're moving out of production,
man. Well, it's always a place for improvement.
Oh,
now it's solved.
Are you just done? Get him out of the production area.
Oh.
So that removal process was me removing your iPad. With friends like these.
So I'm going to install Arch on your computer today.
Oh,
just because you thought it was your own.
No. We were talking about it yesterday.
No.
Because I want to install Arch when I'm drunk, and it's not going to be on my computer. So, anyway, Bill has an old Crunchbang install. Might as well upgrade that one.
So we need to print off one more.
Yep. Oh, I need another feature as well.
You need a brand new one, yeah.
Yeah, but I have
cutting
to
that one out.
Not too bad, is it?
Finally, you know, get it out of the production area.
Yeah.
I can't believe it.
Brilliant.
Yeah, you better get this away from me. Is that you?
Yeah.
Well, maybe I'll.
Next time I'll bring in red t-shirts.
Oh, we were so proud of how, or I was so proud of how the removal process was going.
But it was good. Now you practiced.
Yeah.
For your next.
It's good to try on someone else's shirt. You're ready for your shirt.
See, that's what's going to happen to your computer. I'm going to try on your computer before I try on mine when being drunk.
You know what? I owe you just handing you my EEE and you can hand it back. You probably have Windows on it.
No. I'm not that cruel.
A 64-bit install and a 32-bit
laptop. Yeah, mix the libraries. That's fun.
Yeah, but you also have 32 on the EE. I don't think you can install. Or maybe, depending on the processor.
Well, you could install Plan 9 or something.
Yeah.
No one's that cruel.
What's more cruel? Windows or Plan 9?
I had my first touch of Windows 8 the other day, which was just to remove it.
Oh, right.
It boots fast, I'll give it that.
But that doesn't help if you can't use it afterwards.
I've never seen it, and in a while I'll get a customer who asks, how do I connect wireless? What operating system do you have? Windows 8? Have a nice day.
Yeah.
I have no idea. I mean, try hit the window button. What happens? Okay, I don't know. I'll have someone call you. I'll have a Windows monkey call you.
Well, I've got an Android phone, and my brother's got an iPhone.
Yeah.
And my mother wanted to get a smartphone, so she went to her dealer for computers, and he sold her a Windows phone. Now, we were like, we can't help you, because I know how to do things in Android, my brother knows how to do things in iPhone, and she gets a Windows phone. A few weeks later, she was like, I don't know how to switch on the GPS. So, well, I don't know. Get someone to help you.
Go ask the guy who sold it.
Yeah, exactly. But he doesn't know either, because the phone he sold her, he doesn't use it himself. He's got an old one, so it's.
Yeah, I don't know.
I told her to get the Android.
I had to buy my parents a new computer, and they have to have Windows, because if I'm not around, someone else needs to be able to help them. So I was looking for a laptop with a Windows 7. Took me 2 months to find one.
Yeah.
Fucking hell. I just imagined them, because I started using Windows XP, then I put them on Linux Mint, because the computer crashed and they could get one of my old ones. And then going to Windows 8 after that, it would have been horrible.
Don't encourage me.
When he's done, the bed cover's covered in HBR stickers.
Is there a white one left?
Yeah, there's loads of white ones there.
All right.
Something else.
There's black and white.
I'll take one of these for a second shirt. Second shirt. That would be the airport shirt.
And the airport.
Oh, this is impossible, Tim Denny.
No, actually, I did a one really nice one, you know.
Yeah,
The one he removed.
I'll do one for him.
It's a little more firm.
What
about
that one? Scissors. Alright.
On the chair.
Maybe. This is fun.
This was an adventure. Through. Make one good one.
Yeah.
There you go, the clean black one.
Just wait. That one?
Yeah.
It's those little ones.
Ah, okay.
Is this an iron on?
Yeah, that's the white iron on.
This might go right over the whole top of that.
You reckon, do it on a harder surface?
Maybe right on the floor.
Yeah.
Anyone ready to iron?
No,
sure. Yep.
Go for it.
Alright.
Go, go, go.
Or do you want to
no,
iron
no.
it? Because
we can try on the
all right,
iron
yeah.
on the floor.
Because you did the perfect job with a loss of mind, so.
I'm so tempted to go find a t-shirt in a shop. You think they're going around?
If you just go down, you'll end up at the shopping
area.
Yeah.
Tesco's will do.
Oh, Tesco's just down there.
Yeah, they'll do plain blacks. As long as it's
like
not a little Tesco.
When is it? We gotta get over there soon.
No, it's it's 4 to 5 minutes until they open. There's still plenty of time.
But we still need to get the proper coffee first.
Oh yeah. Oh, but they have a proper coffee. All right. Venue.
They did last year. They
the
Leaf came up, didn't they?
Yeah, I think hopefully they're going to do the same this year. Cause,
then we'll be fine.
Because this morning, the coffee would have been okay if it had been hot.
But the one, breakfast. Yeah, it was definitely better than the tea I had yesterday.
Yeah.
Tea was just like the hot water with milk.
Can't have everything.
Not heard of one of the bands on your t-shirt.
Yeah, I guess so. They're not exactly a well-known band, so.
No.
I know that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know that one.
I was going to bring this one just to, because it's fun, getting a Dicktopin rallied up. So, red t-shirt, Union is for.
Yeah.
Just to rally him up a bit.
Just imagine you're using that bit of the iron.
All right,
this size bit. So you're right out over the edges. Ironically, the ones for the white t-shirts are damn sight easier to use.
Yeah, but someone here can't wear white t-shirts.
No, nobody likes white t-shirts.
You can't get into Switzerland after that.
Exactly.
Nope, you're wearing a white t-shirt, you lost your citizenship. Goodbye. Have a nice day. Germany is that way. Freenode. Hack it pop the radio. Oh, this could be fun wearing through the...
You alright there?
I'll have Go Wild Bill us away. This is going to be
and
fun.
Then make sure you stash it somewhere safe.
Yeah.
Before he gets back.
Hide it.
How slow goes down? Are you at Anto or?
I'm going to do a new one, so yeah. Let's start out with this one. I was wondering where my shirt was.
Well,
at
least down the arm.
And it's probably not that easy to iron them on the sleeve.
No.
Because you don't get the wood board into the sleeve.
No, true. No, I would risk it.
Yeah. Yeah, no pain, no gain.
The white ones you peel afterwards?
Ah. Yeah, that's easier then. It's going to be fun when I need to connect my computer at the venue, because I use NetCGL for connecting Wi-Fi, and I'm going to, last year was a bit of faff getting it to connect just the network manager.
Plug a cable into the router, take it out.
Yeah, I'll just tether it to the phone, but
I'd let it cool before you ping it as well.
Yeah. Well, if you mess up, just tell Bill to remove it.
Yeah.
He's a shit, but...
Can't have anything, everything perfect.
Yeah. Except the first one.
Except the first one, yeah. And that was... I can't have a perfect shirt. Same.
Yeah, I think Bill figured.
Yeah, you're not going to notice when that's all.
No, that's okay. Might as well put an avatar stuff on the other one.
It didn't print your goatee properly.
No, yeah, but that's on. You probably grabbed it from my status note, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, it's cropped.
Is it up?
Gotcha. Because I couldn't. And I'll have to size it a bit smaller, but I couldn't be bothered, so I just chopped it off. I should have said, because I have the original one. I nicked it once from, I don't know, somewhere.
Oh, what a nightmare.
Oh, I'm starting to feel agoraphobic. There's too much room in here.
Oh, I go this way and up around and I can't find the test code.
Down.
So I ask a guy in the back, a Scottish guy, go through that wee little alley there and go down. Couldn't find it. Ask another guy, he walked me right to it, and there's no t-shirts.
Oh,
nah. I'm going to have to salvage one of these.
There's another shirt if you want it, Bill. I reckon it. Size may be the only issue. That's brand new.
How big is 2XL?
No, that's pants.
Yeah, let me put an HPR on some shorts.
That could be fun.
Let me try and salvage this one.
Oh!
Get your shirts through. Well, I need another shower now. Do you have more paper?
51 to 53 chairs.
Oh, I'm a 42, I think. I could just leave it like this, the distressed look.
Yeah, but I think vintage.
How about shit?
So we make one thing shitty for Joshua?
Yeah, hashtag shitty.
Hashtag shitty. Yeah. I imagine he'll happy.
I'm going to use the through removal technique.
Yep. Worked out so well before.
You finish yours, another game?
Yep.
Oh. When I take the heat off, you peel. That's what I think it's cooling down by the time I get away.
Low torch. More heat.
Yeah, a lot more heat, I guess.
Oh, it's getting warm in here. With the four of us heating.
2 kilowatt iron.
Yeah.
Ready?
It's not working. Half hot.
You burn your fingers.
I think, yeah. It's melted plastic, so probably not the best thing to get on your fingers.
Oh, it works even better without heat, I guess. Timmy removal method. Just rip the damn thing off.
Brute force.
Oh, that doesn't leave any glue behind either.
So you had another one, didn't you?
Yeah, but that's in the room, so
right.
I'm going to pick
that
one.
Right.
So
right.
Just
ready?
Go for it.
And for some odd reason, I'll take out the battery, but I don't need to take out the battery. Cause
great.
Yeah, I think it's another phone I have. You have to take out the battery.
Yeah, it's the same
it.
With the N900.
Yeah. It's
beneath the battery.
Yeah.
That's just for the vintage look.
Yeah, This is brilliant. I just go like, up camp, I was there, it was a fight.
It was. Shirts were a struggle.
Yeah.
Smaller.
Good idea, that's how I went through.
Smaller are better, I guess.
Okay, I'll go grab some coffee. Just keep Bill away from the teacher.
Alright, I'll guard him.
Let's do the other side, I think, is better.
Yeah, he said, come on up to my room, it'll take a minute.
Yeah.
I thought we'd have a uniform, we're all in mixed.
Yeah.
We're gonna have a big white one on the back of this.
Yeah, I've got a white one on one of my shirts too.
Oh,
so
okay.
We could make today the black shirt day and tomorrow like the white shirt day.
Are we still talking shirts after all this?
Oh, right. Well, true.
Oh, yeah. If I can grab another shirt out today,
I'll just go over that part.
Is that like baked right in?
Yeah, I think it is.
Is this a black transfer?
No, that's a white one. You can either use these or I can print another one off.
No, it's a... Is this on black transfer paper?
No, it's white.
Because you're supposed to print the white ones backwards, right?
No, it's a black... Yeah, sorry, it's a black shirt.
Yeah, I'll use
this.
Yeah. Let me just trim it. See, this is similar to the lug. I can do things in my own room quietly and do them very well, and you get in a room and start talking. And you remove throughs. Oh, you're not?
Yeah. As I told you, I tried to remove my /user/bin because... I've made a /user/ bin in my home folder, and I was a bit quick. Luckily, I wasn't rude, but that was 2 days before camp. I would have had to reinstall my laptop.
After all this fun, though, that might be your favorite souvenir T-shirt.
Yeah,
the burn mark.
It's going to hang on my wall when I get home. Favorite spot.
Yeah, I'll let you iron it this time. You called me the expert when we started. Come on. Yeah. All I did was...
Yes, no.
Go for it.
Okay.
That's the right side. That's the winner, Marshall. Awesome. I have a uniform. No, where's the... I like it.
Hopefully it's alright.
Excellent. Yeah, cool.
I think I'll have one t-shirt. That's okay. We can probably do another one
next
tomorrow. Because
it's getting close.
Yeah, it's
mm-hmm.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by a HPR listener like yourself. If you ever considered recording a podcast, then visit our website to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club. HPR is funded by the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. All BinRev projects are proudly sponsored by Lunar Pages. From shared hosting to custom private clouds, go to lunarpages.com for all your hosting needs. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 license.